was a better person than I knew I was.
Hey, folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wasota. Sarah Yakub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy, 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 happy.
Oh, and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstad.
I'm Sarah Yakub.
And I'm Pat Kreitlow. On the show this week, normally this is where I say what is on the show this week. But look, Kirk, you're the one who is all about stirring up good trouble. And you're not just stirring up good trouble. You are stirring the pot with a wooden spoon, the size of a shovel. And since this is your wooden spoon this week, why don't you tell the folks what we're getting into tonight?
All right, so this show for the next probably 40 minutes or so is going to have my two lawyers, Joe Good and Mark Leitner from Laffey, Leitner & Good, talking about our lawsuit against Senator Ron Johnson, Congressman Tom Tiffany, and Congressman Scott Fitzgerald, accusing them of aiding the insurrection of January 6th. And being a conspiracy to a presidential coup. And because of that, they were alleging that they broke the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution and should be removed from, they can't run for office again, according to the 14th Amendment.
But wait, say people who watch news headlines. But wait, I thought the Madison Cawthorn case had been thrown out and was a settled matter.
It is not that. It was thrown out, but the case is so different from the one that we filed. And we're going to talk about that in the third segment, so people should stay tuned. But it's so different from the one we filed, other than the fact that it was trying to use the 14th Amendment to get Madison Cawthorn off of the ballot. And Madison Cawthorn, by the way, actually let some of these insurrectionists, gave them tours in the Capitol building the day before the insurrection. So the dude's a bad dude. It's pretty obvious what he did, but that case got dismissed, and we'll talk about why that shouldn't have.
And think about why it was. He relied on an 1872 amnesty law that provided amnesty to Confederates. So, I'm not a lawyer, Sarah, but by virtue of his claiming the 1872 amnesty law, he's essentially admitting to being an insurrectionist, to being a Confederate, needing the amnesty of that law, which was perversely applied by the judge. Again, we'll get into that later. But I mean, Sarah, if you were my attorney, you'd cash my check and tell me I'm right, right?
Absolutely. And, just from a common sense standpoint, if you are playing the Confederate soldier, the Confederate politician card, you're losing. And this is not a good thing.
So we were going to talk. So that's the that was dismissed because a Trump appointed judge said that this act of that gave amnesty to Confederate officers and Confederate politicians somehow superseded a 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. And they argued that as a Trump-appointed judge, it was completely biased. We'll talk about that more because we got real lawyers, really good lawyers. Sarah's a lawyer too, but these guys have been digging into this stuff for the last month. So we'll get into all that stuff real quick.
And it really is coming down to, and again, we've been discussing kind of the parlor games of, why hasn't State Attorney General Josh Call done something with this? Why haven't all kinds of other people? Why does it take 10 people and the super PAC of a brewery, in the Northwoods to get this done? But, so we're gonna get into that as well, because basically the short answer, take away any legalities that Josh Call and others are working with, the short answer is Kirk is not a patient man.
Short answer is, I felt the need to step into the gap left by a lack of leadership in both what I'm seeing at the national level and at the Wisconsin level. I don't want to step into the gap, but I think it had to happen now if the 14th Amendment is going to make any sense and we can actually get these guys off of the ballots in 2022.
Agreed.
And there is still time for that, though it is, it's running quickly. And like so many other things about January 6th and the investigation, again, a lot of our patience is being tried here because we got to get going. When we come back, we'll talk to lawyers for this lawsuit, Joe Good and Mark Leitner, and hear what they think of the real conspiracy out there. You're up north.